Please sit. I want to invite you to sort of an intellectual exercise for a minute. What would your life look like if it was perfect? There was nothing to worry about. You had plenty to do, but it was the sort of work you got up every morning looking forward to and rejoicing in that you were doing. What would your life look like if it was perfect? Some of that is probably easy. High on my list is no more bills. But some of that isn't easy. We don't understand a world that works that way because that isn't where we live. Which is fair. We've never lived there. That sort of perfect world is a long, long ways off if it ever actually happens. But that's what I hear when I listen to Isaiah this morning, and when I listen to Jesus. It's important to listen to Jesus this morning, knowing that he knew Isaiah. He knew the scriptures he grew up with, the Old Testament. So when he references the lame walking and the blind seeing, somewhere in the back of his mind is Isaiah going on. This is a perfect world, in some sense. The blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk. I'm a fan of the "and no one will get lost on the roads." That would be nice. It's the perfect world. And I think when we're honest, we know that we aren't waiting for that world because we aren't sure it's possible. We struggle with the idea of what is possible in our world, and we know that we're caught up in systems that make things hard. However, as life goes on, we've learned to make some things a little easier. And sometimes, and I know this is hard, but sometimes the technologies are helpful here. One of the things that's been interesting to watch happen is what the internet lets people do, not in terms of reading things and seeing things, but the internet has provided people with a platform to help them do some of those things they think would make their life more perfect. That project they've been putting off, that way of living their life that they just needed one more thing for. The internet has made some of this possible. One of my favorites is Kickstarter. Kickstarter is sort of an investment, I suppose, if you take a broad view of investment platform. It's set up so that someone proposes a project. The thing I have most wanted to do with my life is this. I have figured out what all of that looks like. They tell you about it, and then they say, and if we raise this amount of money, then I can do that. Who wants to help me? And people can read through all of these, or if their friends say, you need to go do this, they go and they look at this, and then out of that large amount, they're invited to give whatever they can. $1, $50, $20, $100. And if the person raises that goal, then they get the money. If they don't raise the goal, you don't have to give them any money, and then they can go off and do whatever their project is. I have friends who've used this to fund albums, a friend who's doing that right now. I have seen people do this to write the novel they've always wanted to write, to embark on that project, academic projects even, they've always wanted to do. But there was this thing standing in the way where they would have to pay the bills and buy the food and pay the rent. Kickstarter lets this happen. There are sort of two options as you go into this. You either raise the money and get to do it, or you don't and you have to go back to the life you were already living. However, what they have learned is there is in fact an option C. There's a third option. And that's where you raise enough money and then people are still convinced this is a good idea and they're going to keep giving you money. This is not a common problem, but every now and then it turns out people want to give you more money than you need. What is developed is what are called the stretch goals. And people look at their project and they say, to just do this, the base, bare bones thing, everything I essentially need, I need X amount of money. However, at Y amount of money, I get to do this in addition. And at Z amount of money, I get to do even more. So if we get X amount of money, whatever that is, it gets to happen. Anything on top of that is a bonus. It's the stretch goal. I get to have more than I can dream of. My favorite are the projects that I watch, and they're really not convinced they're going to get anything, much less enough. And then it sort of tips over, and all of a sudden they have more than they could dream of. They start saying, well, if I get more, I can do something more at this level. I don't know what that looks like yet, but I know once we hit the next level, the next amount, I can do something more. They sort of propose stretch goals that don't actually exist yet. We don't live in a world where we usually get to live our perfect lives. It's not what happens. We wake up in the morning, there are dishes to be done, and there's laundry, and the car needs gas, and there are mortgage payments and rent and all these other things that are necessary and important and good, but they probably weren't in the world you imagined when I asked about what would be perfect. When we ask what God would like our world to look like, it's an even bigger gap. There are some of those things we can do, and we have done. Medicine and technology and the internet have given us the tools to create a more equitable and delightful world for more people. But there are still the homeless and the poor, the sick and the suffering with us. Sort of that baseline goal that we are to hold up as Christians, X amount of money, the world where no one goes hungry, where no one is homeless, where no one goes home in fear. We aren't there yet. That is the work, though, that we can actually do. When we put our mind and our talents and our time and our resources behind it, it is conceivable to have a world where no one is hungry and no one is homeless, where we all go home safe and securely. We can do that. Isaiah and Jesus this morning talk about the world beyond that, these stretch goals, that point where that perfect world actually happens. And the lame walk, the blind see, the deaf hear, none of us get lost, and the dead live again. We can't actually do all of that, can we? I certainly can't stop getting lost. We still have problems we can't fix, things in our world that are not perfect. Even once we have done everything we could conceive of possibly doing, once we have reached the base goal, this thing that Jesus talks about is somewhere beyond that. This is the kingdom of God, the place where the stretch goal happens, not because of what we can do, not despite what we can't do, but because this is the nature of the promise of God, the things that are beyond us, that more perfect world we can only sort of begin to think about. That is what is coming. That is the promise of Jesus. Amen.